This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله العظيم من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا معبود بحق سواه ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله تعالى بين يدي الساعة بشيرًا ونذيرًا فمن أطاعه دخل الجنة ومن عصاه فقد أبى فصلى الله وسلم عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكرك الذاكرون وصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكرك الغافلون أما بعد عباد الله اتقوا الله كما أمر فإنه قال يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون Oh, you who believe, fear Allah as He should be feared, and die not except in a state of Islam. My dear respected brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses many methods in the Quran to make the realities closer so that we can understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses eloquent methods, best ways to make the message reach. And one of those methods is giving examples and similitudes. Because in giving examples and similitudes, realities which may be beyond the conception and the perception of the human can become more realized. You understand things, maybe you are more familiar with things that you can sense, you can see, you can touch, smell, etc. And concepts which maybe you don't really relate to. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the amthal so that people can understand and comprehend. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ Allah says, these are the examples we strike them to the people. For maybe people will use their aql, use their mind and intellect to comprehend, or maybe they will be reminded, because the reminder benefits those who have iman. And of the examples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, as mentioned in Surah Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كلمة طيبة كشجرة طيبة Do you not see how Allah strikes the example of a good word like a good tree? A good word like a good tree. A good word which you say, what comes out of your mouth is like a good tree. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us to say things which are best. وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ Say to my slaves, tell them to say that which is best. Not just to say what is hasan, what is good, but what is ahsan, always looking out for the best. Choosing the right words. Choosing the best words. Choosing when to say the words and when not to say them. All part of the whole concept of kalima tayyiba. And when you look in the Quran, you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the examples of people throughout time who were using words and choosing the right words so that they would make the message clear, and sometimes they would avoid using words so that they would not fall into any misunderstanding. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that a good word is like a good tree. We all know what a good tree is like. We've experienced it, we've seen it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٍ. This tree, its roots, the asl is the roots. Its foundations are secure, are solid. وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ, and its branches out into the sky. تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. It brings forth its fruit, its food, now and again with the permission of its Lord. This is what the tree is about. This is what a good tree is about. And this is what a good word is about. Because when you speak a good word, that word will be like a seed that is planted. And that seed will become a tree. And that tree, depending on a number of factors, that tree will branch out. And the first benefits that come out from that tree are seen when it becomes green and the leaves come out. That greenery that the person experiences is satisfying for the self. It's reassuring, it's calming, psychologically it's powerful. And that's why the Jannah is green. And that's why the clothes in the Jannah are green. It's a beautiful color, it's reassuring. And then the tree gives its flowers, it blossoms. And those flowers, as we know, are come in different shapes and sizes and different colors and different smells and scents. Again, appealing. So even before the fruit comes out from the tree, even before your words blossom, already there is benefit in the way that the word is presented. Good words will have that impact. They are pleasant to see and to experience even before they are heard. And then the fruit comes, and people will enjoy the fruit, and they will benefit from the fruit. Its taste, its texture, the enjoyment, the pleasure, when you have this nice delicacy of a fruit that is placed in front of you and just sitting and enjoying that. And this is how words are. This is how words are. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to experience and understand. Because, as you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us about that which is between our two jaws, which is the tongue. The tongue, which is a tool, it's an expression of the words, although the tongue itself doesn't produce the words. The words come out from your throat, from your voice box. But the tongue has been used because it's the one, it's the way that diverts that sound. Your tongue is placed in a certain position or in a certain way, that's how the words come out. So your tongue is directing those words. And it is this piece of muscle which has no bones. It's not hard in any way, it's not physically dangerous. It's actually very dangerous because of the words that come out of it. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be aware of what comes out of your mouth in terms of words. They could be, as the Prophet ﷺ warned Mu'adh ibn Jabal when he said, be careful. He held his tongue and he said, أَمْسِكْ عَلَيْكَ هَذَا. Hold back this. So Mu'adh said, Ya Rasulullah, أَوَ مُؤَاخَذُونَ بِمَا نَتَكَلَّمُ. Will we be accounted for what we speak? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a little bit surprised with the answer of Mu'adh, because Mu'adh, as you know, is أَعْلَمُ أُمَّتِي بِالْحَلَالِ وَالْحَرَامِ. Mu'adh, he's the most knowledgeable in terms of halal or haram. So his question was not befitting for Mu'adh. So that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, سَكَلَتْكَ أُمُّكَ يَا مُعَادْ. How can you ask such a question? What else would cause people to be thrown on their faces in the fire except the harvest of their tongues? The harvest of the tongues. Because your tongues are sowing the seeds, and you will harvest that in the Akhirah. And that's why one of the most things that will cause the people to enter into the fire is the tongue. And so we have to make use of the other way. Try to make sure that the tongue is the tool for both positive actions. كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً. Always giving the good words. Because when you give good words, you are doing so much things which will benefit you, much like the tree benefits from having leaves, much like the tree benefits from flowers, much like the tree benefits from fruits, because the fruits will spread, and the seeds, as the seeds are spread elsewhere, and they bring out more trees. So it is a mutual benefit there. But we know that words and the trees are of different types. Not all trees are the same. There's different types of trees with different types of fruits. And that means that different words will have different impact. Sometimes you will say certain words and you choose those different words, they might give you an apple tree. Others might be mangoes. And others might not be a fruit tree at all. They might just be one of these fir trees or the pine trees. So different words will be like different trees. And how you use those words and which way you plant those words will be how those trees are as well. Do you see the extension of the example? And not only that, but even within the same type of a tree, not all trees give the same yield. You might have two pear trees, exactly the same, but one tree yields, I don't know, 20 kilograms of fruit, and the other one gives 5. Why? Because it's not just the words that will give the yield, it's also the things that surround the words. How do you say the words? What is your expression? What is your tone? What is the sincerity in how you deliver the words? You know, everyone can maybe deliver a message, but some people's message gets to the hearts because it comes out from the heart. And some people choose the right words, not only choosing the right words, the way that they, because we're talking about the way here, their tone, their body language, it's all important. So even whilst the trees and the words are the same, the yield will be different. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to consider that as well. Choosing the right words and making sure that the words are spoken in the best way. And that is al-kalimatu tayyiba. Because once you plant these kalimatu tayyiba, you will be enacting this sowing of these trees. And that's why the concentration of the words is so important, that a person has to use and think about how he chooses the words. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us many a time how to think about what we are saying, how to make sure that we don't use words, even though the words may be correct, that we should not use those words if they have a misconception in the minds of the people. And indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقولوا راعنا وقولوا انظرنا واسمعوا. Don't say راعنا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the believers, Surah Al-Baqarah. Don't say راعنا, but say انظرنا. راعنا in the Arabic language means يعني look at us. راعني, راعني انتباهك. Give me your attention. Okay? راعنا. But what happened is some people construed that word or misunderstood that word, because that word can also come and mean ra'ina min ar-ra'una, which means from the harshness. So some of the inhabitants of the Israelites in Medina, they were coming up to the Prophet and they were saying ra'ina, meaning you are harsh. So they were trying to use the same word, but they were using it in a different way. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't use this word. Use another word, which is unvurna, which means also the same. Look at us. So choosing that right word is important so that people do not construe that word and not use it in a different way. So it's not just important that the words are good, but how you choose the most appropriate word as well. And even with your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it reflects your concerns. And I just give you one example here. The Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the wife of Fir'aun as an example for those who believed. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا امْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ. The example for those who had iman was the wife of Fir'aun. Now what did the wife of Fir'aun, what was her dua? Her dua was, رَبِّي إِبْنِي لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. When she asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in her dua, she used and said, my Lord, build for me in your presence with you a house in Al-Jannah. And so she used the word عندك, you, first, before the house. And even there, the ulama says it's a very beautiful, subtle thing, because she requested the neighbor before she requested the house. She asked the companion or to be close to Allah. Ibni li indaka baytan fil jannah. She didn't say ibni li baytan indaka fil jannah. So she requested indaka before the bayt. And this is very a subtle way, but it shows you how people will think about the words that they use. And you can see with Yusuf alayhi salam a similar thing. Because Yusuf, as you know the story of Yusuf, and how his brothers plotted against him and they wanted to kill him, and they ended up throwing him in the well and etc. etc. And he gave him such a hard time. But when he came to summarize the story of himself, he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, my Lord has been great to me and he made me come out of the well, come out of the prison, and he has brought you all together after. He didn't say after my brothers plotted against me and they threw me in the well and all. He said after the shaytan interfered between me and my brothers. Even though his brothers, they were to blame. But he didn't want to make it. This is a time for reconciliation. So even using that right word and the right experience at that time was important to ensure that relations continue well. So sometimes the kalima tayyiba is not just about the words you say it, it's also about the circumstances and making sure that the circumstances fit in, because it's all about reconciliation. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن بأثره اقتفى. عباد الله اتقوا الله كما أمر، فإنه قال: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the extension of this similitude, he was sitting with the Sahaba one day, and somebody brought him a plate which had something called al-jummar. Al-jummar was like the inner core of the palm tree, which sometimes is used like a form of delicacy. They suck on it and they get the sweet texture. So while he was there, he said to his Sahaba, there is a tree which is from the desert trees. The example of that tree is like the example of a believer. What is this tree? He's questioning them to try and extract from them an answer, and also to make them think. An example of a desert tree, which is, it's like the believer. What is this tree? So the Sahaba were thinking and they were guessing, you know, different types of these desert trees. You know, we know all these different sort of trees, like the cacti, and you know, these trees, these bushes and things. So they were all talking about these different trees. So Abdullah ibn Umar was there and he said, I was thinking in myself that this is the palm tree, the date palm. And I wanted to say that, but I saw the people who were sitting there. There was Abu Bakr and there was Umar, you know, they were sitting there, the elder Sahaba. So I didn't want to say, and I didn't want to show if like I'm clever or some sort of smarty guy. So I didn't say anything. I didn't reply. But then the Sahaba didn't guess. So the Prophet ﷺ said, "He and Nakhla." It is the date palm. Because its leaves do not drop. And it is made use of in many ways. Abdullah ibn Umar later says to his father that, you know, I knew the answer. So his father said, why didn't you say it? Because had you said it, I would have been so excited, so happy for you. It would have been better for me and more beloved to me than so and so much wealth. The point being here is that the reality of a tree, we said that the good words is like planting a tree. But what the Prophet ﷺ is extending this similitude, because he is saying to you that not only do your words become tree, but the believer, he becomes an embodiment of the good word. Because when you experience and live good words, kalimatun tayyiba, you become like that tree. You become like that tree because the beauty and the bounties that come from that tree is like the believer. And therefore, when you look at Imam Bukhari and the sharh of that hadith by Ibn Hajar, you will see they have listed, you know, tens of benefits that come out from the palm tree and how it is similar to the believer in terms of not only giving the fruit and not in terms of only giving the shade and the, but it's continuous. Every part of the palm tree is useful. And that's how the believer should be. Should be useful in all his aspects, in all his reality. Continues to give. And even like people might abuse the tree, but the tree continues to give. And it does not affect them. And that's why one of the scholars, he said, you know, you should be like the tree. Because people throw stones at the tree, but in return, the tree gives them fruit back. It throws fruit back at them. So people give that abuse or that harm, but the tree responds in kindness. Which is again an example of the character of the Muslim. لا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة. Good acts and bad acts can never be equal. ادفع بالتي هي أحسن. Always push back bad things with good things. Good responses. Because that's better. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, even if a person is your enemy, he will become like a close friend with good respect and good practice. So whilst we are looking at the similitude of a good tree, it's important for us to understand that we have to continue in our lives and let those words that we say also guide us in this life. And that's why Abdullah ibn Abbas said, what may be one of the best examples of good words is kalimat al-tawheed, is la ilaha illallah. Because it's such a good word, it encompasses everything. It encompasses the whole of why the universe is founded. La ilaha illallah. That's the kalima tayyiba. That's like the peak of al-kalima tayyiba. And so when you understand this kalima tayyiba and you live la ilaha illallah in your life, you become such a beautiful, beneficial tree which extends its bounties to all. And that's how the Muslim is. Beneficial in all ways because of la ilaha illallah. You are beneficial because you know that Allah orders you to do good and orders you to be just. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى. Enjoins, orders you to practice righteousness and justice and looking after your relatives and so on. And many other aspects. So that la ilaha illallah is the foundation for being a better Muslim, for practicing Islam in its beauty. And I think it's very important for us, whilst we're looking at good words and thinking about what we are saying, is that we also make use of a very important aspect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Because most people fall into mistakes. Most people go away from the foundation of this kalima tayyiba because they don't use their brain. They don't use their intellect. They don't use their mind. They don't use their aql. Because the aql, by its very nature, should be something which prevents you, which holds you back. Whenever you want to say something, it should be processed in your aql. It should be processed first. You should be saying, what am I going to say now? Is it useful? Is it going to be beneficial? Do I need to say this? Is there going to be any harm if I don't say this? It has to be processed. But 99% of the time, the humans don't do that process. And that's why we have lots of things coming out of our mouth which we regret later on, because we don't ask those questions. And the aql is not doing its job, because the aql, as the Arabs, meaning of the word aql is from the word rein, the iqal which holds back the animal, holds back the horse or the camel. When you ride the horse or the camel, use the aql or the iqal to control the animal. So your aql should be controlling you and preventing you from just going side and side and straying away. And by using your aql, your tongue will be controlled. And that's an important step. The second thing, which is also just as important, is the company that you associate with. Because when you associate with good people, they will influence you in the kind of speech that comes out. And that's why Umar radiallahu anhu, when he was asked about what remains of the pleasures of the dunya, he said, very little remains of the pleasures of the dunya except fasting in the days which are hot and praying in the darkness of the night and sitting with brothers who choose their words, who choose what they say, very much like people choose what kind of fruit they have. Yeah, and they pick the best of fruits. So these people, when they sit, they choose the best words to say. And by doing that, obviously that will influence the kind of conversation that you have and the kind of things that come out from you. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ارتف بإخواننا وأخواتنا في جميع أنحاء العالمين